Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome back in hour number two, getting ready to kick off. Got lots more fishing info from you. We'll be talking to some more of our professional anglers and getting their information on how they determine tides, read tides, and put them to use to help them catch fish and can also help you do the same thing. It's been a grungy kind of morning along the Great Gulf Coast, from Florida all the way to southeastern Louisiana, almost to the tip of Lafayette. And everything in between covered up with light to moderate to sometimes heavy rain. The heaviest stuff mostly now along the lower coast, out into the Gulf of Mexico. Mobile Bay is about to get slammed. A little bit of a storm sitting over Dauphin Island right now. And extending back to the southeast, all the way into the Gulf. Port Sulphur, Venice, those areas down there got some pretty rough weather still moving through. But the good news is areas to the north and west, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Bogalusa, those areas starting to clear up from even the light rain. And it looks like we're going to get a north wind. This is a true frontal system. Not going to drop the temperature too cold, but otherwise should be much improving weather for tomorrow and also on Monday. By the way, this is the kickoff day of the Safe Boating Week. It runs May 18th through 24th. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement wants to remind all boaters, and this should be 52 weeks a year, be safe, be responsible, and knowledgeable by while you're on the water. PFD is extremely important. Make sure you follow all the regulations and that each vessel has a sober operator, because the Enforcement Division will be participating. They'll be out in force doing safety checks, boating checks. You know, between 2019 and last year, 2023, we had 107 boating fatalities in Louisiana. To date, Louisiana this year has reported 3 boating fatalities. Of the 107, 82%, 88 of them, were not wearing a PFD. What does that say? Remember, everyone should have a PFD on board for all the occupants. Anyone under 16 and younger has to have it on while underway in anything less than 26 feet. Don't forget about alcohol and water. Does not mix. Anyone cited for DWI in the water or on the road, you lose your driver's license. That's right. Your driving license can be lost if you get a DWI on the water. It takes a lot more dexterity to operate a motorboat than it does an automobile or a truck. And, of course, your judgment, balance, vision, reaction, all that is affected by alcohol. So use a designated driver just as you would on the roadways. And, of course, if anyone born after January 1st, 1984 is going to operate a boat, they have to complete a National Association of State Boating Law Administrators education course to operate a boat over 10 horsepower. Since it was adopted in 2003, 160,000 boaters have been certified in Louisiana. And get this number, getting back to those 107 fatalities, 91%. did not take that free boating education course. They're offered statewide. Go to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, and you'll find the place where you can locate the boater education classes there. Also on that website, if you're interested in Zooming that meeting we were talking about earlier about Loch Creel, the contact information is there to schedule to view it via the Zoom. All right, something else I wanted to mention. Next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, it's the 7th annual Bloody Decks Fishing Rodeo, Wakeside Marina in Grand Isle. That's scheduled to be a good one. All right, we got lots of work still to do for the rest of this hour. Coming up next is the guy we call Born on the Bayou, Captain Mike Gallo. I got to fish with him this week. Despite Wednesday was the only day, it was fairly decent. Left us with some dirty water, but he found some clean water, and we found some fish. We'll talk about his what he does. We call him the forensic fisherman. He's got a little formula for using tides to his advantage. So you might want to turn your recorder on or get your notebook and pen out and take some notes on how Mike reads and uses tides to his advantage. We're back with him right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And that signifies it's time to speak to Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana and tell you that, boy, there's so many privileges to getting a SeaTow membership. It's unbelievable. You get free towing anywhere, anytime. I'm talking 24/7. Fuel delivery, you run out of fuel, your gauge isn't right, you forget to gas up, you run further than you thought, they come to the rescue. Jump start you if you got electrical problems with your batteries. It's dock-to-dock towing and discounts also on fuel, lodging, and more. That's right. You're entitled to discounts from their Advantage Network partners. But most of all, what you're getting, peace of mind for you and your loved ones, knowing that you've got 24 assistants. 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's right. Call 504-301-4545. Captain Chris and Colleen will be happy to sign you up. Or if you want to do it online, just go to CETO.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and had a nice little fishing trip with Captain Mike on Wednesday afternoon. Had some great company, cameraman Chris LeCocq, Rad Trasher from CCA. And Captain Mike, you came through, man. It didn't look good as far as the odds, but we managed to put a few fish in the boat.
It was definitely a fun time catching up with you and Rad Trasher. I hadn't seen Chris in a while either, so it was fun. Four friends getting together, catching some fish. And mission accomplished. You know, yep. We'll be able to share some information that'll help going forward.
Well, if anyone wants to catch small, undersized fish, call Captain Mike because he came through. That's not generally his specialty, but we asked him specifically to do that. We were recording some catch and release tips, which you will be seeing coming to a TV near you soon. And we got part of it done anyway and worked out very well. Captain Mike, I talked to you about tides. We got people that are confused. They don't know where to go to get the right accurate information. And once they get it, they're not sure how to put it to their advantage to catfish. Give them your theory on using tides.
Well, just like several of your field reporters have stated, tides are a prediction, and the wind and the weather can have a great influence on the water's movement. But you take the most available information that you can get and try to use it to your advantage. For me, depending on time of the year, depends on how much I rely on the tides and its movement. I really don't watch it too very closely when the water's cool. So March, April, early part of May time frame, really not watching the tides too closely. You know, I might glance at it, but I don't get too very specific with it. When our water temperatures get hot in the middle of the summer, then I find that the tide movement is very important, and I would like to have at least 3/4 of an inch of tide movement per hour. And you can look at your tide graphs. There's several apps that you can get on your phone. There's Tide Predict and many other ones. But you can simply, let's just say you're going to fish from 6 a.m. to noon, 6 hours, and let's hope you have a half a foot of tide movement, which would be 6 inches. So obviously 6 divided into 6, 1 inch of movement per hour. And that's good in the summertime. It's over that 3/4 that I like. And you should have good movement. The water should stay oxygenated. And you should have good fish. The water won't be hypoxic. So the fish should be feeding is what I'm getting at. Now, if you happen to go on a day when there's not very much tide, like today, for example, you can fish in passes or bayous where the water is confined and it'll have more movement because it's going through a smaller area. That's also why points are important. As the water moves around the point, it'll gain speed, which sets up an ambush point for the predators. So there's things that you can do that'll help you regardless of what the tide's doing. You do want some movement, either in or out. You just don't want it to be still.
Talk about too much tide.
Well, you certainly can have too much tide. And there again, I think in opposite terms. When it's cold and the fish are lethargic, then too much tide makes the fish want to find eddies or places where they can get out of the tide. And that's why a lot of our man-made canals are more productive when the water temperatures get cold. When the water is warm, it'll be too much tide for the fishermen. It might not be too much tide for the fish because they'll get right in the middle of that moving water, and it doesn't bother them near as much as it bothers us.
Got it. Mike, are you sitting on hold with the trip today, or have you postponed it? Or are you planning to move it a little bit late? Because it does look like it's going to clear as far as the wet stuff, but what you're going to be left with could be messy.
Yeah, we're on hold at the moment. We got 9 guys over in the lodge, come down from Arkansas for a bachelor party. It's We did a little bit of a later departure yesterday. It was quite windy, but of course they wanted to go, and we had captains in every direction, and we all communicated, and we ended up finding a bunch of white trout in Lake Pontchartrain. We had a few redfish mixed in, some black drums, some freshwater catfish, even some speckled trout mixed in there. So today we're looking to do the same thing. At the moment, it looks like we may be able to get out around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, but we're in a holding pattern at the moment.
Well, if it's a bachelor party, I'm sure there's something else they could find to do if they can't get a chance to fish.
I hope we don't do too much of that because we still want them to be able to fish.
I know. All right, Mike, if somebody wants to get you, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You got a great site at AAofLA.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call and discuss lodging, fishing, and scheduling bachelor parties.
The telephone number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, have you ever had a bachelorette fishing party over there?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
Well, you open for it, right?
Sure.
Give him a call.
We like taking ladies fishing, no problem.
All righty. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. Hope you guys get out and have a good day today.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Matt Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Coming up next, if you like to paddle for your fish, we got a guy that does it and can help you find them. We're talking about Brendan Bayard. Also going to talk about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's next event. It's set, and we'll pass it along to you right after this timeout where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I'm going to have to get him one of those kayaks that you pedal so he won't be stroking all the time. Anyway, our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in three locations, the Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and on the North Shore in Covington. And what you're going to find inside the stores, the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft, and tons of accessories. You can check the website for products and also the schedule of their demonstration days at masseysoutfitters.com or check them out on Facebook. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, man, not exactly the best kind of weather for kayaking or any kind of fishing, but outside of this, what's been happening?
Yeah, when the weather allows, Don, the fishing isn't too bad. We've just had a string of bad weather events lately and dirty water and high winds. And, you know, it's just kind of made a mess of things when you want to go fishing. And, you know, certainly we had a little event last night. I was hearing it pound my roof all night, so I'm sure it's all messed up this morning. If you really wanted to go, you could probably go up into some kind of filtered areas where the tide wasn't mixing and you didn't have as much road runoff and kind of go as deep into the marsh as you could. But, you know, it might be more trouble than it's worth and probably save it for a day where the weather is a little bit better for us.
Yeah, got it. Brendan, tell us about that upcoming event from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. How's that going to work? Dawn, is it called Dawn Till Dusk?
Yeah, it's Dawn Till Dusk. Fun fact, it used to be called Dusk Till Dawn, and I think they changed it because we were all worthless for our wives the next day when we fished all night.
When's it going to be?
This is June 1st. It's going to be fish anywhere you want in the state. It's going to use the Tourney X app, and you're going to be able to upload your pictures of your catch photo and release fish on rulers for SLAM. Any size redfish, trout, or flounder. I think there's a max on the red up to 30 inches, but that's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to go to all your favorite honey holes all around the state and put together a SLAM, and we'll see what happens after a whole day of fishing. Should be a pretty fun event. We've always have guys, you know, fishing Lake Calcasieu to Venice to, you know, anywhere in between. So it's always a pretty fun event.
Yeah, thanks to modern technology, that would never have been available where you can hold an event statewide with kayaks and people get into a weigh station. So it's great news. Where do they sign up for it, and do you know what the cost is? Because that's coming up real soon. That's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's $50, and you sign up on the Tourney X app. There's There's a Facebook group. If you have any questions, you can just search for Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club on Facebook, and there's a group that a lot of guys, friendly guys on there, will answer any questions you have about the tournaments, even give you some tips on where to go fishing.
Brendan, we've been having a little discussion on tides. Do kayakers use or read tides any differently than bay boat users?
I think tides are important to everybody. You know, certainly at different times they're more important than other times. But, you know, as a general rule, you know, I like to fish, you know, if I'm fishing flats for trout, I like to fish a cresting tide that's about to fall. If I had to pick my perfect conditions and, you know, I want to fish kind of lower level tides when I'm targeting redfish so I can see them. I don't like a real high tide where the redfish are way up in the grass or anything like that. You know, there's different kind of common sense things that I think about when I'm looking at tides. But as far as prediction, you never really know with the winds. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a place like going to Hopedale where the tide might be affected from a north wind or a south wind, depending upon, you know, what's the prevailing wind for the last day, might be a totally different crapshoot that you find out when you get to the launch. If you want to be safe about it, sometimes I just look on the buoy and I can see the tide prediction with the actual.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm going to have to get him one of those kayaks that you pedal so he won't be stroking all the time. Anyway, our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in three locations, the Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and on the North Shore in Covington. And what you're going to find inside the stores the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft, and tons of accessories. You can check the website for products and also the schedule of their demonstration days at MasseysOutfitters.com or check them out on Facebook. Joining us now is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, man, not exactly the best kind of weather for kayaking or any kind of fishing, but outside of this, what's been happening?
Yeah, when the weather allows, Don, the fishing isn't too bad. We've just had a string of bad weather events lately and dirty water and high winds. And, you know, it's just kind of made a mess of things when you want to go fishing. And, you know, certainly we had a little event last night. I was hearing it pound my roof all night. So I'm sure it's all messed up this morning. If you really wanted to go, you could probably go up into some kind of filtered areas where the tide wasn't mixing and you didn't have as much road runoff and kind of go as deep into the marsh as you could. But, you know, it might be more trouble than it's worth and probably save it for a day where the weather is a little bit better for us.
Yeah, got it. Brendan, tell us about that upcoming event from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. How's that going to work? Dawn, is it called Dawn Till Dusk?
Yeah, it's Dawn Till Dusk. Fun fact, it used to be called Dusk Till Dawn, and I think they changed it because we were all worthless for our wives the next day when we fished all night.
When's
but
it going to be?
This is June 1st. It's going to be fish anywhere you want in the state. It's going to use the Tourney X app, and you're going to be able to upload your pictures of your catch, photo, and release fish on rulers for SLAM. So, like, you know, any size redfish, trout, or flounder. I think there's a max on the red up to 30 inches, but that's going to be, you know, you're going to be able to go to all your favorite honey holes all around the state and put together a SLAM, and we'll see what happens after a whole day of fishing. Should be a pretty fun event. We've always have guys, you know, fishing Lake Calcasieu to Venice to, you know, anywhere in between. So it's always a pretty fun event.
Yeah, thanks to modern technology, that would never have been available where you could hold an event statewide with kayaks and people get into a weigh station. So it's great news. Where do they sign up for it, and do you know what the cost is? Because that's coming up real soon. That's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's $50, and you sign up on the Tourney X app. There's a Facebook group. If you have any questions, you can just search for Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club on Facebook, and there's a group that a lot of guys, friendly guys on there, will answer any questions you have about the tournaments, even give you some tips on where to go fishing.
Brendan, we've been having a little discussion on tides. Do kayakers use or read tides any differently than bay boat users?
I think tides are important to everybody. You know, certainly at different times they're more important than other times. But, you know, as a general rule, you know, I like to fish, you know, if I'm fishing flats for trout, I like to fish a cresting tide that's about to fall. If I had to pick my perfect conditions, and, you know, I want to fish kind of lower level tides when I'm targeting redfish so I can see them. I don't like a real high tide where the redfish are way up in the grass or anything like that. You know, there's different kind of common sense things that I think about when I'm looking at tides. But as far as prediction, you never really know with the winds. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a place like going to Hopedale where the tide might be affected from a north wind or a south wind, depending upon, you know, what's the prevailing wind for the last day, might be a totally different crapshoot that you find out when you get to the launch. If you want to be safe about it, sometimes I just look on the buoy and I can see the tide prediction with the actual data that's recorded in the moment. And so you can kind of see if their tide prediction is lining up with what's actually being seen by the buoy. And so sometimes I can kind of help you gauge if what they're predicting is going to be close to what you see at the launch when you get there in the morning. But other than that, you know, a strong tide, I might want to fish further into the estuary. I might launch at a place like Golden Meadow or something like that, as opposed to like near Grand Isle, because the tide might be too strong for the fishing, or vice versa. If it's a real light tide, I might go towards the passes if I want to get some movement.
Good advice. Good stuff, Brendan. Thanks for that report. I guess we'll be hearing you. Are you fishing the dusk till dawn? Because that's your next.
Yeah, I plan to be it. Yeah, I'm heading out to hopefully do some offshore fishing early in the week. I'm going to see if I can go get some snapper fishing over there in Florida early that week, and then head back to Louisiana in time to hopefully get here for the Dusk Till Dawn tournament on that Saturday when I get back from the beach.
So many fish, so little time.
Yes, sir. That's a good problem to have.
Yes, it is. Brendan, we'll talk to you then, my friend. Thanks again. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. You guys and girls are getting a lot of info this morning. All right. Coming back after this, got some info about a bad boy. This guy is looking at some jail time and a huge fine. We'll tell you his crime and his possible time. Also, we got some responses to those of you who had questions about Lock Creel and some other text messages. We'll be back to get to those right after this quick pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we had a couple of questions come in for Chris Scheibel, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries biologist, about Lock Creel. Biggie from Thibodeau wanted to know about the total length size being reduced to 14, wanting to know what the data shows on black drum. Chris responded, they have a black drum stock assessment coming in 2025, that's next year, and if the data show the stock is not overfished or overfishing, regulation changes could be looked into. The other question came up about enforcement of the dock checks. Did they get involved? And Chris says no, that I had stated correctly. The biologists do not contact enforcement if they see an infraction. They simply notify the angler. We try to maintain a separation from enforcement so anglers will be willing to answer the survey without worry. I would think that's a pretty huge deterrent when someone in a uniform, wildlife and fisheries boat or truck comes up to you and asks to see you catch. A lot of people freeze up and think that this could lead to some problems. Whether they're legal or not, they may think they might have slipped up. But you are safe when it's a biology check for data. So feel safe to participate. All right, we come back after this 10-second pause. I got another one of those bad boys of the outdoors story, and this is nothing good happened with this guy. Back with his story right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents were on patrol near the Bayou Benoit boat launch when they came in contact with Alan Tushek in the process of loading his boat onto his trailer around 10 p.m. on the night of April 30th. Agents found Tushek in possession of illegal drugs and a loaded 38 caliber revolver. Dum-de-dum-dum. Not good, Alan. Not good at all. The Louisiana Department of Public Safety and Corrections Division of Probation and Parole also had an outstanding arrest warrant for Tushek from 2023 for failing to report. When the agents found the illegal drugs and the gun, Tushek then locked himself in his truck. The agents attempted to remove him from the vehicle by breaking the driver's door window, but the suspect fled from the agents at a high rate of speed with his empty boat trailer bouncing behind, leaving his boat in the water. The agents found Tushek was in possession of suspected methamphetamine, a vial of suspected heroin, suspected marijuana, a working digital scale with methamphetamine residue on it, a syringe, and multiple fake ID cards, and acquired an arrest warrant for Tushek for second offense possession of a firearm in the presence of methamphetamine, possession of a firearm in presence of heroin, possession of drug paraphernalia, resisting an officer, flight from an officer, and possession of heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana with intent to distribute. If convicted of all charges, facing fines of up to $52,300 and 10 years in jail, is 55-year-old Alan J. Tushek Sr. of New Iberia, our bad boy of the outdoors. Now, this is a perfect example of agents making cases not normally considered wildlife and fishery violations. Congratulations on a job well done to Sergeant Lucas Hidalgo, Agent Javion Baptiste, along with probation and parole officers Agent Thomas Heppenthal, Agent Chad Bordelon, and Agent William Mitchell. These are the good guys in the story. Yeah, I tell you, the last several of them have been pretty serious and all warranting jail time. Hey, I want to remind y'all, boy, I got this news in the other day. It's such a bargain, I wanted to tell everybody about it. Winning a home for $100. The HBA, that's the Home Builders Association from the North Shore, are doing RaisingTheRoofFoundation.org. And you can buy a ticket, and there's a limited amount on these tickets, plus there's cash prizes. And you can win a home in the Spring Haven subdivision on the North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain, built by Bubba Jenkins of Jenkins Homes, valued at $475,000. And the money raised goes to Habitat for Humanity. It's a great cause. And also to the HBA Charitable Trust Fund. These guys are fishermen themselves, a great bunch of people doing this all for charity. If you can participate in it, who knows, you might win a beautiful home for a $100 ticket. All right, we come back after this. We're joined by our plastic man. He's also known as Captain Ryan Lambert. He's got Cajun fishing adventures, and he's back with us next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. And, Ryan, we're talking tides today. When you're fishing down in the Burris area, how do you use tidal information to your advantage?
Well, a lot of times you can't use it to your advantage when you're guiding, because you got to go every day, whether it's neap tide or coming in or going out. You just have to know where the fish will be on what tide. I mean, you have to. It comes down to experience when it's like that. You know, I like to try to fish the top of the high tide in the summertime, the last hour of the high tide, and right when it starts to fall, because those fish will be up on the reefs and up on the points, and then when it's low, they pull off. So you just have to have a lot of experience when it comes to tide to figure out if you're going to use it to your advantage. You know, most people just go out there and say, yeah, the tide's coming in, the tide's coming out. But you could really tweak that down and use it to your advantage if you know how the fish react to it.
Ryan, tide lines, you know, I've saw them for years but never really knew how to fish them. It's one of the many things I learned fishing with you and a lot of the other professionals is how do you fish a tide? First of all, how do you identify a tide line? What is it? And how do you fish it to your advantage?
Well, it amazes me that those fish get in those lines like they do. But it's as the tide moves in and out, it's going to make a line around a point, or depending on the velocity of the tide, it'll move. So you'll get in a tide line, and those fish will get this, I don't know if it's a thermocline effect where the water might have a different temperature, or if they like to have that water moving and the bait's on the moving side and they can ambush it from the other side. But especially bull reds love to get in a tide line, and you can just fish that tide line, and trout as well. But the tide line is an important thing. You know, you'll be fishing on your point, you know, thinking, well, they're on this point. And you turn around and look, and there's a tide line behind you. You start throwing the tide line, and they're going to be there. I think it just congregates the bait in those lines where it's moving one way and not the other, you know.
What do you look for to identify a tide line? Is it that little foam on there? Is it a change in water color from one side?
If it's a big tide and wind, you'll see the foam. But if you don't see the foam, you'll just see a glossy line. You know, it just looks glossy. It'll be dull on one side, shiny on the other. And that's that tide line. And it's a very, very important feature to fish. You know, everybody thinks points and rocks and humps and stuff. I think a tide line is better than all of them.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing how many people just run right through them and have no clue what they're doing and bypassing some of the best fishing they could find, because it certainly attracts fish. I guess the bait are in there along that line, and that's why the fish are there.
Well, a lot of times you'll see all the bait on that line, especially mullet. You know, they'll just be all along the line. So apparently there's a lot of nutrients coming in with the top. And where it meets the slack water and the nutrients coming in, they're there to feed. And when they're there to feed, something's there to feed on them. And shrimp as well. Shrimp get in the line. So everything comes with the tide. That's like the tide's pushing against the slack water that's already, you know, it's hard to explain it. But if you have water sitting on the bank and the tide's coming in, they're going to meet. And when they meet, the force is going to make that line like that. And it's It's you could be killing them on a point, and all of a sudden they quit biting. You turn around, there's a line behind you. Guess what? Turn around and start on that line, and I guarantee you, you'll catch the fish.
Do you use any charts? Do you consult the chart, or you just wait till you get out there and you notice which way the tide's moving?
I never know where I'm going to go until I'll get to the dock, and I'll look at the wind and the tide, and I go accordingly, and I'll start riding. That's why I drive so slow. You know, I see everything as I'm going, and say, oh, there it is, right there. You know, you see a lot of bait. You see a lot of white birds. You know, you see a lot of egrets on the bank. It's so many clues to where the bait is, and the fish are going to be in the bait. I mean, it's just Mother Nature.
Fish
XX point to this. No, I'm just going to look.
Yeah, well, 40 years of experience doesn't hurt either. You know, you pick up a few things, right?
Well, plus I have 14 guys on the water today.
So that's right.
As soon as this wind dies, so, you know, somebody's going to get on them.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're still kind of in some of the nasty stuff, but it's not going to be long. A couple more hours, and I think you'll be in the clear.
Yeah, I think so. It's supposed to kind of sit somewhere. I'm hoping it sits off the Gulf and not on top of us, so you know, all those boats could get out today. It's gonna be a big day, and I was hoping it wouldn't be too bad, but I'm gonna go hunting this evening.
What you hunting?
Ducks.
What?
I'm going to Argentina.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Well, have a good time. You know, we talk about those Mexican whistles. You know, when I was in the middle of, well, not the middle, I would say we were 2 miles offshore in Lake Pontchartrain going towards the middle of the lake, and there was one of those mother Mexican whistlers with a whole bunch of biddies out in the middle of the lake.
She
like
had
that.
Her biddies, huh?
What was she doing with them out in the middle of Lake Pontchartrain? You know, the Jack Crevels and the big bull.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She might not be one of the most intelligent ones, but I saw them nesting on the rigs already in the Gulf.
Yeah.
Them birds.
They're not real picky. They're not real picky.
No, they would go anywhere. They like a growback. They'll put their nest on the valve stem on an oil well.
Well, look, have a good time in Argentina. You going to be back in time to do a report next week, or are we going
to
be hearing from you?
No, I'm
going
to try to do it from there. You know, my phone works everywhere, so... but we're going to hunt pigeons, ducks. I got 2 dove hunts in this thing, but I don't like the dove hunt down there because they don't pick them up. And I can't shoot something that we're not going to try to eat or give to
Why
people.
Why in the world would they not pick them up and donate them to charity?
There's so many. I mean, there's so many doves. It's kind of like being in the Alfred Hitchcock movie and trying to defend yourself. There's so many doves. They're ear doves, and they have 2 or 3 broods a year, and they're a little smaller, and there's 9 or 10 in every brood. I mean, they're like locusts, but I still don't like killing something that they're not going to pick up.
No, I don't blame you at all. Well, I need to put that on my bucket list. Argentina.
We need to fill up your whole bucket this year, buddy.
Yeah. Well, the time is coming. The time is coming to start emptying it. It's full, but we got to empty it.
Well, I'm going to be there and try to help you with some of that.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll contact you from Argentina.
All right, partner. Appreciate you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back and get to some of your text messages that we did not get to before. So stick around. We'll be back to do that right after we take this quick time out. And you hear some very important messages from our sponsors on the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. One of the things we do on this show each week is we take your live text messages, your questions, your comments, your tips, reports for other folks. And if you have never texted us and you think you may one day, you never know, take this number down, put it into your contacts. It's 504-260-1870. And you can just label it as Down on Radio or whatever. And then when you've got a question or a comment or something pops up, there it is. You'll have it. Here's some of the text messages coming in. This one's from 8526. It says, this is the perfect weather for catching up on paperwork. So here I am at the office slogging through. Certainly helps me appreciate the beautiful mornings in the marsh. You know, truer words have never been spoken. If every day was a gorgeous, beautiful, perfect day, we'd never appreciate them. These days make you appreciate those good ones. Here's a shout-out. Congratulations to Drew, talking about my nephew, Drew Dubuque. The article in Sunday's Times-Picayune with that veteran guide also sounds like Drew is a great cook, as great in the picture with you, extra special. Thanks for being that veteran guide. And, oh, there it goes. It was out of place. Also sounds like Drew is a great cook. He is a good cook. He's a good mechanic. He's a good hunter. He's a good fisherman. He's a good athlete. He's a great kid, my nephew. And you can see that picture of he and I, the two double Ds, in Sunday's Times-Picayune Advocate. That story was in there about him winning the Hunter of the Year. All right, here's one that says it's likely the feds are still using a dolphin stock assessment from 1992 like they are in Texas. Pitiful, pitiful. Let's see. We got the worm checking in. This is an answer to last week's question. We're talking about fishing sandwiches because I found one on a menu at a deli. And it says, back in the early 80s, my father would take me trawling in Lake Pontchartrain out of Salt Bayou. My stepmother would make us a fried egg on toasted wheat covered with ketchup sandwich to take with us. Horrible. Needless to say, that sandwich accidentally fell in the lake often. I understand that, worm. That is not very appetizing. All right, hearing from Jason the Barber on a wet Sunday morning. And here's one. We were talking about National Safe Boating Week and mentioning that alcohol and water definitely don't mix. This one from 3668 says, alcohol and water taste like crap. Yes, it does, and it's not very good for your health if you use it while you're operating a vehicle or a water vessel. Let's see. We have this one says, oh, I bought a ticket for that house. Hopefully the money helps Habitat or somebody who needs a home. And number two, I hope Alan Tuchek Jr. grows up smarter than Alan Tuchek Sr. Absolutely right. But, you know, what are the odds? Let's see. Here we have one that says, on tides, we look to connect rising or falling tides with a major or minor and be in our best spots that hopefully hold fish during those times to maximize a shot out of Big Yellowmouth. Gator Boy. Thanks for that, Gator Boy. You're right. That's a good combination. You got to check those major and minor moon phases, too. I find those to be especially reliable, but they can be trumped by local weather conditions. Got to keep that in mind. All right, here's one says, good morning, Dan. I think he means Don. We appreciate you. You make us feel like we're at the hunting camp, even where we're not. You are a treasure. Thank. Well, thanks for those kind words. That is from the Point Lahash Whistler. And here's one says, great show, Don. Everyone be careful on the water. Before, Mike on beautiful alligator infested Bayou Liberty. Well, you know, Mike, you could help out. You know, maybe go get you some of those tags. They have a lottery, and you can get alligator tags and become one of the swamp people. Go out and get you a gator. All right, well, that's all our text messages. We've had a lot of fishing reports, had a good tidal discussion. Also, we had a really good conversation with Chris Scheibel on the La Creel program. He's the director of marine fisheries. And by the way, there's going to be that extensive meeting. They're going to talk about everything dealing with La Creel. That's coming up this Wednesday, May 22nd, 6 p.m. If you want to go in person and sign up to ask questions and comment, you can certainly do that. That's a 2000 Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. They may or may not be able to take your questions if you join the meeting by Zoom. But to do that, go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website, look under La Creel meeting and the Zoom app. Well, the address will be there. You simply click on that, sign up for it. If you got Zoom, you'll be ready to go on Wednesday. I'll be tuned in for sure. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to remind you, this broadcast has been a special presentation solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Cannot be rebroadcast without the express written consent of this station, the FCC, the DOJ, the FBI, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Kamala Harris, the NFL. Well, maybe not the NFL, but certainly our engineer, Cullen Steele, did a great job, and me. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back again to do this, if the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, as they say, next Saturday morning, 5 to 7 a.m. We call it Dark and Early in the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.